is the best and the worst thing about being a woman?
Well, we control the world. That's the best thing. the worst thing,
Hey, real quick, if women control the world, why do so many people think it is a man's world?
You know, we're sneaky and we're manipulative and we know how to control it without them knowing that we're controlling it. So, we'll just let them have their day and we'll do it our way.
The number one thing I don't understand about women is why they are so confusing in the sense of talking to guys and then not talking to guys and leading them on, but then only liking the bad guys when the good guys are just there trying to be nice, you know. But meanwhile, they're only looking for the bad boy sort of to hurt them in the long run.
Wow, that sounds complicated.
It is complicated.
I would say the worst thing is that men don't always appreciate or respect us the way we should be respected. And we have this complex emotional and intellectual understanding of life, and we can do many things at the same time, and men don't appreciate and utilize that enough. They think that they can do it all, but that really they're very centered and focused on one thing, and we can focus on many a thing at a time. So,
okay, and from the woman's perspective, what do you think would be the best and worst thing about being a man?
Best and worst thing. Well, best thing, you can go like this and it's a little fun, right? You can just like wiggle and it's like, hey. Worst thing is that there's a lot of expectation with men about being strong and running the household and doing a bunch of things where they are expected to be the money maker and everything like that. And I think that roles have been reversed over the years. And I think it's okay for a man not to be the person who's the provider and maybe the stay-at-home dad. Like, I feel like the roles need to be eliminated. I don't think that that's fair. And men should be able to take on that role proudly.
Well, in other words, I asked women, like, why is it that we've changed everything where it concerns women while men are still expected to play by the same old-fashioned gender roles?
You know what? I think that we're progressive and everything's changing frequently. And I think that we're going to be a lot more open-minded going forward. I think that that's something that is changing right now as we speak. I don't think that gender roles and any of that responsibility is going to be there in 10, 20 years from now.
Who is better at communication, men or women?
Men for sure.
Okay, a lot of women think women are better at communication. My question is, why do women expect men to read their body language if men are worse at communication?
Because women are confusing and it's complicated.
Okay.
I would say that women are better at explaining how they feel and men just don't speak about it. So like men might not be better at communicating their feelings, but I do think men are more blunt about how they feel about things. Like if they feel something and they say it, that's it. Like if that's all they mean. We have more complicated understanding of what our emotions are. So we don't exactly say exactly what we mean and we expect you to believe or understand exactly what we're saying at all times.
Why do women prefer to send subtle hints rather than just be direct?
Out of scaredness, nervousness.
Women are always scared.
Why are women always scared, you think?
We don't know what to expect,
yeah,
I don't think.
We don't know what the reaction's gonna be, and most of the time we feel like it's their fault, but they probably think it's ours.
But don't you think that men are also scared? I mean, men are obviously afraid of rejection a lot of times, right?
Yes. But I think that the,
well, okay, here's
that they're expected, like, by society to be more bold.
Well, here's a better question. Why are men expected to overcome their fear of rejection, but women can't seem to overcome their fear of spiders and cockroaches?
That's a good question.
I hate spiders.
I guess because, I don't know, I feel like society expects actually a lot more out of men to be more direct than women.
Okay, that's fine. What does it mean when girls talk about having a hoe phase?
Oh. A hoe phase is basically when they are with a new guy every week or they're talking to a lot of guys at one time. And just like how we talked about the process and the chase, that most guys get stuck in the chase because the women are just in their hoe phase. I'm in college right now. I don't know when the hoe phase ends. It's kind of annoying because every girl I talk to is just in the hoe phase. Are all women hoes? It's complicated.
Do you think it's harder for a man to control his desires or for a woman to control her emotions?
Oh, I think it's harder for a woman to control her emotions, to be honest. We crazy bitches.
Okay, so is it more acceptable for women to be emotionally irresponsible than it is acceptable for men to sleep around?
No. I mean, women sleep around too, so it really depends. If they're with somebody and they're sleeping around, that's another story. But like, I feel like that stereotype can go either way, so.
Why are women who sleep around seen as sluts while men who sleep around are seen as studs?
Oh, that's a good question. I think that it's sort of changing in the sense that women sort of have the advantage now. Because I think, you know, I'm a college student. I think that women, although the men think the women are sluts, it's sort of like the men and the bros know that we can go all around. We can get with any woman we want and enjoy it. But if we don't want to know that guys are in other women. If that makes sense. Okay. So if a guy's in a lot of other women that we're talking to, we're not gonna get with her. So it's just something you don't like to think about.
Would you agree that it's because men have to put in more effort towards acquiring sex?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. If women were not slut-shamed or actually celebrated for being a slut, would they still play hard to get?
Women were not slut-shamed. No, I don't think they would. I don't think they would play hard to get at all, because that's sort of like, they like that part of the chase, as we, you know, they like to string people along like that.
Why is it okay for women to paint men with a broad brush as something to be feared, but if men did the same thing to women, it would be considered sexist?
That's a good question, and I think that, honestly, this world is a little bit sexist in that department, but I don't have an answer for that.
Okay, does a woman's behavior play any role in how she's treated by men?
Depends. It's like to an extreme, yes, but not in general, no.
So women aren't held accountable at all, or?
I think they should be. I don't think they are as much as men are.
Okay, well, why are people so quick to blame the man when things go south in their relationship?
That's a good question.
I
think because society also thinks that men usually do the wrong when. Just because women are a lot more emotional, so they what they say to people and stuff is a lot.
And women twist the story.
It's a little dramatic.
If a woman is being more mean to a guy, or you know, more verbally like aggressive in a sense, that means that the man is probably gonna give more to her, sort of be a simp as they call it. So I think the way the woman treats a man definitely has effect on what the man does for her.
Okay, but then why are people so quick to blame the man when things go south in their relationship?
Because the man's always a scapegoat. The woman can't do anything wrong. It's just like cancel culture in that sense.
Do you think there's more of a mutual brotherhood between men or a mutual sisterhood between women?
Sisterhood between women. I think just because they tell each other everything. Boys are more to themselves.
Yeah, they're more closed off.
I mean, our society is always promoting and empowering women. Where do you see our society empowering men?
You don't
often,
as much as you should.
Which should be.
I'd say brotherhood for sure. I mean, I'm a man, so I'm just going to lean that way. And I think the bros can get together and have the Saturdays for the boys, and women don't do that. They just always want to get in the men's business and be with the man.
Our society is always promoting and empowering women. Where do you see our society empowering men?
I never do. And I think that's fucked up. I really do. I think, you know, and don't get me wrong, like, we're in Women's Month right now. I think they should be celebrated, but we don't have a Men's Month, and I think that needs to change.
Are beautiful women more privileged or disadvantaged by their looks?
Both. Depends on
There's definitely disadvantages, but if the privileges did not outweigh the disadvantages, why would any woman ever bother getting plastic surgery?
Yeah, that's true. I think if someone felt like they weren't as pretty, they would be like, they don't know what that experience is like until it happens to them, so they wouldn't know what the disadvantages would be, I guess. And then disadvantages would just be anything bad happening to a woman, like in public.
And why is there so much talk in our society about things like male privilege, white privilege, but we don't talk about beauty privilege?
I think
just the way society bases their, like, most important, like, there's a bunch of like white privilege and like other race privileges that are going around right now. It's not like seen as much.
Yeah, it's not a top priority.
Why isn't there equity for ugly people? Shouldn't the government provide them plastic surgery?
I don't think so. I think like, that's a personal thing, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's ugly people. I think that there's people who maybe like don't understand the beautiful aspects of themselves. And I think that if they highlight those aspects, then they'll be as confident as anybody else.
Finally, I'll say, can you think of any female role models who aren't actual models?
I think a lot. There's a lot of Instagram influencers that are but not really models. They just put like their feed on Instagram. And TikTokers, like, they're not usually models. I think that a lot of them would be one of the biggest role models, and they're not known as being models.
Right. And would you say that being beautiful is a prerequisite to being influential?
No.
Depends. Well, it depends, but I think that you can. I mean, you can still make it either way.
I feel
think
like it shouldn't be, but it is in somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's often said life isn't fair. Who is more likely to be expected to accept injustice, men or women?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm gonna say women here because I think that they've sort of had the short end of the stick all their lives, if that makes sense. You know, men obviously get paid higher than women in some cases, so they sort of have the short end of the stick when it comes to injustice and things like that. They can accept it a little bit easier. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying they've been used to it, sort of thing.
Well, if the answer is not men, why do we have the expression take it like a man?
That's a good question as well. I think take it like a man, that just goes back to the old days when, you know, the men were working hard. You get hit with a baseball, like, oh, take it like a man, grow up, don't cry. So that's always been something that has been around for such a long time.
Statistically, men are physically stronger, work harder, and longer than women. Why would there even be a question, let alone an argument, about equal gender pay?
I think that, to me, it depends on what the job is. If it's, I mean, labor work, it just depends on, like, who's doing the most. I mean, there's no telling. If, like, I mean, some females can be stronger than men, but it all depends on, I think, the person and how much they're personally doing.
I don't think a pay should be based off of a gender. It should be based off the work and how much they do and how much effort they put in.
Okay. So based on productivity, basically.
Yes.
Productivity. Okay. All right. You can disagree with me or not, but statistically, men are stronger, work harder, and longer than women. Why would there even be a question, let alone an argument, about equal gender pay?
Why would there? Well, okay. I think there deserves to be a question for equal pay. Okay. All right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Hey, what just happened?
That, you know, that is COVID-19 on the loose right there. I know. I don't think I've ever been a part of something like that. I don't even know where I am right now. But it was electric. I want to go back in for more.